Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has refuted the argument that vaccination cannot stop COVID-19. Dr. Gonsalves said the vaccines reduce the chances of contracting severe complications or even death from COVID-19. He said only persons with a medical condition that stipulates they shouldn't take the vaccine should be exempted from doing so.
I want to say to all persons in the country, please take the vaccine. Unless you have a medical condition. Now, I hear the argument that the vaccine can't stop you from getting COVID. Well, it's not 100% protection against COVID, but you're managing the risks. The vaccine will help markedly to reduce the chance of you getting COVID if you're vaccinated or transmitting it. Or if you get the COVID and you're vaccinated, you're likely not to get it very seriously, and you're not likely to be hospitalized, and you're unlikely to die from it. That is the data all over the world, and that is the data which we have certainly in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, the government of St. Lucia has approved carnival celebrations for next year, but maintained that it would be held subject to the full approval of the Ministry of Health and in keeping with established health protocols. The government said that the vaxxed mass was agreed upon following several consultations between stakeholders, the Department of Creative Industries and Culture, and the Department of Health. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 26,949. Internationally, the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that the new coronavirus variant, Omicron, is spreading across the globe at an unprecedented rate. Cases of the heavily mutated variant have been confirmed in 77 countries. Meanwhile, Greece and a handful of other European Union members began vaccinating children ages 5 to 11 against COVID-19 as the governments braced for the holiday season and the spread of the Omicron variant. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.